Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
It's going to be here tomorrow. I pray. That's like Kim and Scott talking about this scar on his forehead. They prayed for a little girl that got bit in the face with a dog, a pit bull, just recently, just a few weeks ago. And that little girl had these terrible scars on her face, and they prayed. Maybe it's just Kim. Kim was there, and she prayed, and that, her and Vanessa, Janessa. And they were there, and they used, what scripture do y'all use? Matthew 18, 19. Now, here again, this book is full of these precious promises. I put Matthew 18, 19 up here and let everybody see what verse Kim and Janessa use on Matthew 18, 19. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, is that an awesome verse? It's awesome. Well, they used it in faith. They asked the Father in Jesus' name to take away the child's scars on her face. And they prayed and they guaranteed her that it would work because God can't lie. Boy, you talk about somebody stepping out on faith. Woo! I mean, they're fixing to step out. It's a 10,000-foot drop right there. But they're going to step out. They're going to put their foot on the other side and walk right across that. Because they guaranteed that little girl that the Lord that they serve would take away those scars. And they did this, and that little girl's scars have gone away. And the other day, when everybody at the little class saw it, there was 17?
18
little children saw that, and they all accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, if just think how many people we could get to accept Jesus if all of us had that kind of faith. Amen. I mean, when that little girl, can you imagine how her face was tore up by being hit, eaten up by a pit bulldog? Had scars all over it. But the Lord took those scars away. I remember one time I was asked to come to some place in Arkansas to preach. And I went up there and I met a little girl there. She was a whole lot older than a little child like that. She was probably 14 or 15 or 16, but she has some terrible scars on her arm where she'd been in an accident. And I asked her what she was doing. And of course, you know, she's like all kids when you're 14 or 15, she gets out with some boys and some girls and they get to drinking and they get to messing around, get to living in the world, and had a car wreck and messed up her arm and it's got a great big giant scar on it. I told her, I said, you know, if you'll ask God to forgive you for that drinking and that messing around and all the stupid things you've done, I said, he'll forgive you. She said, well, what difference is it going to make? I said, it's going to make a difference whether that scar comes off your arm or not. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you'll ask God to forgive you for your sins, I will pray the prayer of faith and I will guarantee you that scar will come off of your arm. I mean, when I got all these promises, Tony, should I be able to guarantee his word?
Yes,
yes, absolutely. I mean, this is not some fly-by-night cowboy I'm dealing with here, is it? This is the King of the Universe. This ain't some cowboy that won't kneel down whenever or stand up when the flag is whatever. You know, I mean, this is not this kind of people. This is the kind of people, this God is God. And he happens to be mine and your God. And so, that little girl repented. She said, I never heard anybody talk like this. I said, honey, it's in the Word. Let me show you. I opened my Bible. I said, look at this. Wow, I didn't know that's in the Bible. I said, most people don't. But I said, it is. So she repented, and I prayed for her. And it wasn't but just three or four days. Before I left up there that week, I preached up there every night for two or three nights, four nights, whatever it was. Every day she had come to me and said, look, Pastor, my scars are smaller and smaller and smaller. Every day. And by the time I left, there was almost no scar at all left. I said, just stay in faith, young lady, and I guarantee in a few days you won't. Just like I told Philip that time, I said, just stay in faith. And I guarantee you by next Sunday, It was on Sunday when I told him this. I said, by next Sunday, you won't have any scars on your hand at all. And the next week, next Sunday, Philip didn't have not only a wart, didn't have a scar, nothing. And that boy is, wow. Yeah, he's got to be 30-something years old now. Got his own family, his own wife, four beautiful babies and everything. And he's just think. That young man was in such terrible shape. He had so many scars and so many warts and everything all over his body. In fact, I forget now exactly, but I think that when they went down to have this, they were going to do some surgery on him. They took him down to a doctor, and the doctor told Philip to take a pen and mark each one, had a little indelible deal or whatever, so he could see where they were, and said, count every wart on your body on your up to your left arm. And when he finally got through counting, he said, how many did you have? He said, 187. That's just on one arm. The doctor said, forget it. If you got 187 on the first arm, you must have 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 on your whole body. So he said, there ain't no way we could ever burn all those off. It just ain't no way. And so then they happened to make a big mistake. They came to a Sunday school class. And I happened to be teaching these promises. And they was very silent that day because they had never heard scriptures like these spoken. But it built their faith. So after church that day, they called me and wondered if I'd come to their house and talk to them. So I said, okay. So I went down to their house, and when we got there, I looked at Philip, and he had all these old terrible warts and scars all over his body. I got his mother to repent, I got his daddy to repent, and I got him to repent. And then I used Matthew 18:19, the same one. And I said, now I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God according to Matthew 18:19. And I want all of us to kneel around this little coffee table right here before a righteous and holy God. And I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19, to take all of your warts off and all of your scars off. And I'm going to thank him for doing it. And I'm going to guarantee you he's going to do it because he made us the promise. So in 3 weeks, they were all gone. And another week, the scars were gone too. And Philip, in fact, we got testimonies back there on the deal of Philip's testimony. We don't have any pictures of him with the scar, with the warts. He would not let anybody take a picture of him. He hated himself. Yeah, he did not want nobody to see him with all those scars. It's amazing the power that you and me have in you, in us, and what we can do if we only believe. What we can do. Let's go to 2 Peter 1. Let's look at this. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. What kind of faith did Peter have? What kind of faith? When he says, to them that have obtained like precious faith. What kind of faith did Peter have? I mean, we come up to the temple this morning. You're sitting down here, and when I look at you and you can't walk or whatever, like this guy had never walked. He'd been a cripple, an invalid all his life. And he says, I need some money. Give me some money. I got to have money to eat. I can't work. Peter said, I don't have any silver. I don't have any gold. But what I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk. The guy looked up and he said, what? Peter said, I didn't tell you to say what. I told you to get up and walk. He reached down and grabbed him by the hand and jerked that man up. I can just see him jerking that devil right out of that guy. I mean, he jerked him up. Now then, that's where we are supposed to live. We don't really have to get violent. I mean, you know, if we believe these promises, to those of us that have obtained this precious faith, and we've been given all these tremendous, wonderful, awesome promises, we should be able to do these things ourselves. God's given it to us already. Just look at what he says here. He says here that to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the knowledge of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The righteousness, through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Next verse. Let's go to that next verse. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us, how many things? All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Have we just been going over some of these promises? Are they just exactly like he says? They are exceeding great and precious promises? Mark 16. I want us to look at Mark 16, 17 and 18. And I want you to see that a scripture so powerful that has been in the Bible for 2,000 years, me being raised in a Southern Baptist church until I was probably at least 40 years old, I didn't even know this verse was in the Bible. But yet I was a Sunday school teacher and I was a deacon, but I didn't know it was in the Bible. Isn't that a shame?
I know. I didn't know it either.
And you was in church too.
I know.
So at least you had enough sense to ask them.
That's right, I did.
Now, why? What does this mean?
It
doesn't mean what it says. You know, I mean, Jesus, you know, he's kind of stupid. You know, he can say things and don't mean what he says.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? That's kind of, that's what we look at, isn't it, Kim?
Absolutely.
We look at God as, is God stupid? Do you think he's stupid? Do you think if he said this, he's big enough to make it come to pass?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.